Okay, welcome back everyone to another episode of The First Inning. We're back with a great show. We're going to talk about some baseball news throughout MLB. We're going to talk about Yankee news. And we're going to talk about El Pelotero going over to the MLB flagship store downtown Manhattan and meeting Volpe and a few other baseball players. We're going to talk all about that stuff. So what's up, man? What's going on?
Yo, what's good? What's up, man? So, yeah, like as he was mentioning, I went to the flagship store. No, it's actually in Midtown Manhattan, actually, you know, by Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, I haven't actually been there, you know that?
Oh, wow, for real? When you go, like, I don't know when they close, but if you go see the tree, like, this next month or whatever, you should definitely stop by.
Yeah, I'm definitely probably going to stop by. I got to buy a new jersey one of these days, maybe next year before the season starts.
Yeah, there's also a memorabilia that you can buy, but you know they're over like thousands of dollars too, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got memorabilia and stuff in there to buy?
Yeah, what's it called? Like, I think, like, I saw one time, like, I think Jeter, like, he had a base signed or whatever.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. So, how big is the store? Is it, like, really big, like a Target or something? Or is it, like, a little...
Not really. I mean, I would say it's... I wouldn't know how to explain it, but, like, there's the main floor. There's a floor underneath. It's not that big, you know. It's, like... It's decent size, but yeah, I wouldn't say it's big, but yeah.
Wow, so pretty much you could get like every kind of jersey there and all kind of stuff like that, right?
Oh yeah, what's so called? From every team basically.
That's pretty cool, man. I know that I'm pretty sure they're damn expensive too.
Yeah, probably so.
You know, so how long did you wait online before you got into the store?
Not really that long, maybe like 10 minutes at least, because like it was moving pretty quick because it was just for pictures. So yeah, so like it was quick.
That's not bad, man. So what so who's the first person you got to meet when you got in there?
Keith Hernandez. He was the first one there.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. He's like the Michael Kay of the Mets.
Yeah, you know, at first I was like, I thought they were different parts of the store and stuff like that. But when I saw them line up, I was like, I'm not going to go diss them for Anthony Volpe, so I might as well just take pictures with all of them, you know?
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool that the way they lined them up like that. So who was the next guy that you got to meet?
Ozzie Smith.
Nice. He was an awesome shortstop back in the day.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame. Yeah,
and then, of course, after that, it was Jonah Heim, the catcher from Texas.
Jonah Heim.
I told him congratulations on the World Series win. So, yeah. And then, of course, last but not least, Anthony Volpe.
That's cool, man. I wish you could have got his autograph, man, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, I guess they weren't... You know, afterwards, they were shopping around the store, and they left, saying, if you would have waited long enough, you would have probably gotten an autograph outside.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
Yeah, so, yeah, definitely, you know. Overall, it was great. You know, they could have announced it, like, sooner. I think they announced it that same day.
Yeah, right? Because that was... I never saw anything, you know, about it or anything, you know?
Yeah, me neither.
Do you follow the flagship store?
No, I just saw it pop up on Twitter. You know, reported it, Brian Hogue. I don't know if you know him, if you follow him.
No, I don't know that guy.
He's the guy
Oh, Brian Hoch. Yeah, I can't hear you, man. It sounds like you're muffled there.
Yeah, Yeah, what's so called? Can
Okay,
you hear me
perfect.
now?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. So he was the one that announced that. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go over there.
Yeah, that sounds pretty damn cool, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Right now, if everybody doesn't know, right now is the Yankee, well, not the Yankee, but the general manager meetings happening in Scarsdale, Arizona. And over there, and the meetings is supposed to be about like how pitchers get hurt, the time clock, is it better? They talk about, things about the game and stuff like that. And pretty much sometimes, this is when big trades happen too. And so far, we haven't seen anything yet from the Yankees. Hopefully we get
Yeah,
something happening.
I don't think anything's gonna happen.
But they say they're in the mix for they say they're in the mix for this guy, Cody Bellinger, though.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
You
It's
know,
between them and the Cubs.
yeah, and also they said about Juan Soto that the Padres are bringing him back. So
Oh.
they're not gonna get rid of Juan Soto this year. So he's off the table.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, he's going back to the Angels, allegedly.
Oh, for real?
That's what they're saying.
What's so called? According to Buster Olney, that he said that he's probably gonna like. Well, he said that Juan. He believes that Juan Soto is gonna get traded.
Well, let's see here. Juan Soto, the biggest subject trade speculation this winter. It remains how clear, seriously, the Padres might consider moving the star left fielder. Although the Yankees would surely be that one in the mix to have Soto available. So, I don't know, but this dude today I've seen. They said Scott Brojas,
Oh yeah, his name is.
yeah, the agent that gets super millions of dollars, that he's all these baseball players' agents that get
Oh yeah,
mad
yeah.
money out of people. And he said that he told reporters that he's staying with the Padres,
Oh,
that the
okay, cool.
Padres have no interest in trading him.
Oh, so yeah. Well, if he says it, then we must believe him.
Yeah, I guess he's off the table for real.
Yeah.
And like I said before, Shohei Ohtani, he might stay with Anaheim for whatever
Oh yeah,
reason.
I'm surprised that the Angels, they're actually gonna throw out money to just to keep him.
Well, he sells tickets though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
He sells tickets, so it's like, like you buying like a cash cow,
Yeah.
even though if he doesn't play or not, people are gonna still go to the game just to see Shohei Ohtani some way or another.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Yankees are also in the mix for Kevin Kiermaier. Did you hear about that?
Oh yeah, I heard about that because of they're gonna use him because since Jason Dominguez is out, so they're gonna use him for the time that he comes back. So yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, that'll be great, 'cause I don't wanna it'll really be stupid to get rid of Jason Dominguez though, man, after all that he's
Yeah.
done.
Yeah.
He deserves to play at least one season as a Yankee for
Yeah,
getting here.
definitely.
But hey, this guy Kiermaier, he's 34 years old, so he's on his way out of the league. So they might as well get him now while he's still in his prime. And they can have
Yeah.
him for like at least 4 or 5 years as a good player if he doesn't get hurt or nothing like that.
No, I feel like they might just get him like for one season, and that's it.
Yeah, man, I think it should be possible. Hold on, let me end this call here. Okay. But that's another thing. Let me see what happened with Severino here. There's an update about Severino. Severino is drawing plenty of attention around the league, reports The Athletic. As eight teams are made up their interest, and the Yankees aren't believed to be one of them.
I know you were happy about that news.
Yeah, it'd be stupid to bring back Severino, man. He get that guy. I mean, I love him and everything. I don't hate the guy, but he sucks, man.
But wow, like, I don't know if you remember back in 2017 and 2018, he was our ace basically. You know?
Yo, that's true.
Like, there was that time where he was actually really good, where he made 63 starts and he logged in 384 innings with a 318 earned run average. So there was a time I remember when he was really good.
No, that is true. That's beginner's luck, man. You know, because a lot of the pitchers, when they come up to the majors, right, a lot of the batters don't know who they are or what they throw. So, you know, they get struck out by these guys. But then by like 2 years or 3 years later, they start rocking them. Then they can't get struck out no more, you know?
Well, I feel like it was the injuries and stuff like that.
I don't think he played a full season healthy.
Only no, since the 2018 season, not really.
No, and yeah, that was terrible, man. You know, and he was a fan favorite too.
Yeah.
You know, so I wonder. He's not good enough for the Yankees, I'll tell you that much, but he could definitely get a job on the Oakland A's or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
A horrible team to take him. And now they're also talking about too, I don't know if you heard about this one, Alex Verdugo.
Oh yeah. And what's the call in Gleyber Torres good, like going to the Red Sox?
Yeah, that'll be crazy, right?
Yeah.
I don't really see that happening either.
Pretty much sometimes.
I don't see it.
I don't see Gleyber Torres getting traded. Especially with this last season that he's on the contract for. And plus, too, he's under arbitration right now. So he's fighting for more money at the same time.
Yeah, that's, you know. So I don't think they're going to trade him.
I don't think so. He's a favorite, too, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what we would want for Dugo for. You know?
Well, they want him to play left field. But he's a good hitter, though.
But I don't know, after what's so called? You know, after like a couple of years ago with the fans and stuff like that, you know, I feel like he's not well liked here, so I don't know.
Yo, that was crazy, yo. I didn't know what the hell was happening, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, why the fans are going crazy like that and they wanted to fight and everything. Remember that?
Yeah.
That happened twice that season too. And it happened with, I think, the Twins or something like that, right?
Oh, no, it was the Guardians. You remember
the Guardians? The Guardians, yeah, because I was thinking of a red and blue team.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, man, how fans... See, like, those fans are gone now.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't think we're going to get half fans like that again, man.
No.
I mean, you seen it in the bleachers that day. It's not the way it used to be, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about this season, you know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it was really watered down this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Like the plane was terrible. I think that's why people didn't buy tickets, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they just gave up their tickets or whatever they did with it. Just people, they just didn't show up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I
And
don't
it's
know
turning,
what happened.
and it's probably gonna be like that next year too, where
I
people are
feel
not.
like next year's gonna probably be worse.
That's what I'm feeling too, man. That's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, but you know, I'll still be there regardless.
Yeah, I'm still a Yankee fan through thick or thin, man.
Yeah.
And you never know. They could just be stupid enough to make the wild card and then win the World Series by accident. You
Oh, yeah, right?
know what I'm saying? That could
Yeah,
happen.
definitely. Because look, Diamondbacks have the same record as us, and look what happened. Even though they didn't win the World Series, but they still made it that far.
See, like baseball, like as I go through the seasons and seasons, right?
Yeah.
You got to understand, like, it doesn't matter what happens in the season, right?
Yeah.
As long as we make the playoffs some way or another, that's all that matters. You know, because we play the
Yeah.
whole year to make the playoffs to try to win the World Series. That's the point, you know?
Yeah, true.
And if we
But
can't make the playoffs, then the season is a failure.
I feel like now that there's more playoff teams now allowed into the playoffs, like anybody could win it. You don't have to be take the Braves, for example. They have the best regular season record and they lost to the Phillies.
Yeah, that's true. And they were a wild card team, right? Were the Phillies a wild card team or division?
No, wild card because they're in the same division as the Braves.
Wow. So yeah, see that? I mean, it just, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, as long as you get in, you know,
Yeah.
that's what matters, you know? And
Yeah.
then whatever happens from there happens from there. But at least we have a chance to win the World Series.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
You know, you got to be in it to win it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, when you're a baseball team, yeah, you want to go in to the playoffs dominating, of course. You want to have all your players healthy. You want to
Yeah.
have all your players rested, you know, ready to play type of stuff. So, you know, now, like they said with this year's playoffs, that all the teams that won the division all lost because they had mad rest.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if it hurts or hurts a team or not, but I think it would be good for a team to get rest.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, because they could go and practice. You know, because usually when they're not really resting. They're at the
Yeah.
ballpark practicing, you know?
Yeah,
So
definitely.
they could definitely, you know, just work on some drills and get better and then be ready for the game, you know?
Yeah, that's
So
definitely true.
you know, it's you know, it's a catch 22, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for you and maybe bad for you too. You know,
Yeah, definitely.
cause it'd be good for the pitching, cause it rests all your pitches and you could use your starter game one and all that, but it might be bad for the hitting because then they get cold, and they don't see the ball like they would be, you know, when they're hot.
Yeah.
So it works in anyone's favor, man. That's why, you know, like you said before, any team could go to the World Series if they get good enough.
Yeah, that's definitely true,
You
what
know,
you're
wild
saying.
card or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, these guys are. Wait, I had another thing here. Me bring up this. But let's see what Cashman does, man. And this in these coming weeks, we still haven't heard nothing on Yakamoto.
I was hearing that if I'm not mistaken, if I saw that the Mets are trying to pursue him.
Yes, they are. They are number one in bidding on this guy. But
Yeah,
then they
because
said
they
the
got that guy,
Yankees. Go ahead.
no, they got that guy too from Japan that they got him last offseason, what was his name? Cody Senga, I believe. I don't know how to pronounce his first name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I don't know. I don't really know his name either. I don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah, I know Senga, I think his last name is, but yeah.
But they said the Yankees were going to go all out on this guy and still nothing. Because if they were going to go all out on this guy, Yokomoto, the Yankees would have should have been signed them already.
Oh, yeah, true. But has he been posted already for free agency?
Yeah, it was supposed to be November 1st.
Oh, okay, then. I don't know. Maybe they don't want him.
And we are on the 10th day, the 9th day, right? Today the 9th or 10th? So, yeah, look how many days already, and nobody has jumped on him yet.
Yeah, you know? I feel like that's going to take time.
See, you got to understand, too, like they do this. Like, you ever seen that show, like, Storage Wars?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, it's a show, right, where people have a storage, right?
Yeah.
And they lock their stuff up in the storage, right? And what happens is, and when they don't pay the rent on the storage, they sell it, right? So what they do is they have an auction, and they open up the door to it, but you can't go inside. You can only look from the outside. You can only look from the outside, and you have a bidding war on who's the, and the highest bidder wins the storage, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So it's the same thing with baseball and a baseball player. You know, the player is the storage, and these general managers are just having a bidding war, you know, and, like, you might not even want the player, but you still have to be in it just to see if you can get him or not, you know?
That's definitely true.
It's one of those things, man. You ever seen Meekum Autumn auction with the cars?
No.
When they be selling the cars, and people be bidding on them? Damn, man.
No, I've never seen it.
That's a good one, too. They got all kind of classic cars that you can actually buy. It's real life. And it's just the same thing, man. They're bidding. And the thing is that the Yankees might not want the guy, but just because they put a bid in for him, they might scare other teams, and they might get him for a low price.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so there's a game involved in this thing, you know? And then there's a waiting game, too. The longer you wait, it's like the more money you'll get.
Yeah. I think that's what he's trying to do.
You know, and if you have an agent like Scott Brojas, he's pretty damn good at that.
Yeah, definitely. That's why people have him, like players.
You know, and also the Yankees have lost their manager to the Mets. So now
the bench coach, you mean?
Yeah, we lost the bench coach to the Mets. So now they got to get a bench coach. So, you know, the Yankees still have a lot to do. They got the batting coach already, Rawson, from Detroit Tigers. And, and who else? Who was it? The Angels? Is it the Angels that got Rob Washington, right? The crackhead manager?
Yeah, they got Rob Washington.
It's the Angels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The crackhead manager. Yeah, you know that, right? You ain't know that? He's a crackhead?
No, I didn't know that.
He got busted back in the day smoking crack, and they fired him off the team and all that, man.
I feel like he would actually do a better job managing the move.
He actually does do a good job. He was with the Texas Rangers.
Oh, yeah, I definitely remember when he was.
That's when they gave him a second chance.
He led them to the World Series twice.
Yeah, that's when they gave him a second chance. They caught him smoking crack, yo.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was the same era with Josh Hamilton.
Oh, wait, yeah, I remember Josh Hamilton.
That he was going on drinking binges and all that.
Yeah, Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Running naked through the streets and all kind of that stuff.
Damn, bro. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that guy was a super alcoholic, man. He have one drink, and he'll drink his whole bank account away.
Damn. Yeah, that's
Yeah, man. But nah, shout out to Washington, yo, because after that, he went to the Braves, and he really helped the Braves win too.
Oh yeah, he was the third base coach.
Yeah, I think he got a ring with them, right? Did the Braves win the World Series?
Yeah, yeah, he got a ring.
Yeah, he got a ring with the World Series. I mean, he got a ring with the Braves in the World. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got lucky. It's better than nothing, I'll tell you that much. I would like to have a World Series ring.
Well, we do have rings.
That's true. Well, I do have a replica one, but I got that one from the stadium, though. That's because my father worked there.
But wait, a ring's a ring, man. You could still act like you won the World Series.
That's true, man. Yep. Yeah. Hopefully they last a long time. Damn thing. But you know they. But they made some good ones so far. The 1998 one was a nice ring.
Yeah, definitely it's a good ring.
You know, we wear that to a party or something. You know, Sweet 16. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, when you wear a suit and tie, you got the ring on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh shit, this guy won a championship. Like, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, also, man, have you been watching the Winter League?
Oh, yeah, I did see some of it, like, that day that you,
Well, on Lacey, right, Edwin Bonifacio plays center field.
Oh, yeah, like, what's the call? I heard that something about the Winter Leagues are coming to City Field or something. I don't know if
you. Oh, they're playing this weekend.
Yeah.
I think tonight or tomorrow they're playing.
Wow, I can't believe that actually they get to play baseball in the cold.
I know, man. So that's I know. I don't know why they picked the New York for that, but I guess
it's going to bring money in for the Mets.
Well, there's a lot of Spanish people that like the winter ball. Also, Robinson Cano was playing, too.
Oh, yeah. Man, Robinson Cano, how far has he fallen? Like, I really, when he was in his prime, I really liked him.
He's still playing every year. He's still been playing every year. You know that?
Yeah, you remember when he was really good, right? Like, when he was an MVP candidate, like, almost every year.
Yeah, he was the best, man. And also, who's playing too? I forget the name of the team right now. It's the red team. Edwin Cruz is playing. Edwin Cruz, Nelson Cruz. Sorry.
Didn't he just retire though from the MLB?
Nelson Cruz, yeah, he just retired and now he's playing in the Dominican League.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Like he retires and he still wants to play.
Well, I guess he's doing it for his people. You know, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
That's to bring in money, you know? But
do they get paid?
I think they get paid, but I think they donate money to the team to play. I think they pay to play.
Oh, okay.
That I think they do. The other teams get, the other players get paid that are not MLB ball players.
Yeah.
You know, but the MLB ball players that make millions of dollars, they pay, I think, they play on the team.
Okay, so the people that are not in the MLB, they get paid, but the people that are, they pay, right?
I think so, yeah. I think they donate money to the team.
Well, that seems nice.
I mean, you're making millions of dollars, right? I don't see why not.
Yeah, right?
You know what? But you know, but in the minor league, I mean, in the Dominican League, there's a lot of minor league baseball players that are playing, though.
Yeah, that's you know true.
So I mean, they're not all Dominican. They're all it's just like the major leagues. They got white people there, you know, all kind of people playing.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just majority of Spanish.
You know. Yeah, I did see a peek of it.
But yeah, it's real good, man. I like to watch them every night. You
Yeah,
know?
well, they play every night, huh?
Pretty much, man. Different teams are playing. You gotta subscribe to all of them.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. I mean, I'm not gonna take it as serious as the Yankees, but you know, whenever I'm bored.
No, I hear you, man. I know I hear you, man.
Yeah.
But it's good to see the major league players play, you know?
Yeah, definitely true.
You know, it's nice to see Robinson Cano play again, you know? If that is that
Yeah.
if that makes any sense, you know, to see him play second base, you know?
Yeah, like, is he considered retired?
I don't know. I don't know actually if he actually announced it, like officially.
Yeah. I don't think so neither.
You know, he hasn't played in the league for since COVID, right?
Yeah, probably.
Since around COVID, he stopped playing with the Mets. He was with the Mets, right?
Yeah, I remember.
Yo, I got his bobblehead over here too, man. Talk about it, yo.
With the Yankees?
As a Met, I think. You know what? I don't know if I have him as a Yankee.
Wait, how you got the bobblehead as a Met?
At the Brooklyn Cyclones.
Oh, they gave away his bobblehead?
Yeah, it was a no, you know how I got it? At the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you pay $5 to spin a wheel
Yeah.
and you win a prize, and the prize that I got was the Robinson Cano bobblehead.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So I got that somewhere around there. But you know what? I don't know if I have him as a Yankee. I think I do.
Oh, like, you have to find that.
Yeah, I know. I think I do. I got so many, man. I got three laundry bags of bobbleheads and then another whole tote full of bobbleheads.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got a lot, man. And I got the first one, too. The first ever bobblehead given out. I got that one, too.
Wait, well, what it was?
It was from 1940 something or something like that. I got that one, too. I
Oh,
got
wow,
that
that's
one in,
crazy.
I bought that joint in Cooperstown.
Oh, how much?
You know what? I think I paid like, I went in the 90s. I bought it in the 90s. And this was a lot of money, like 30 bucks.
Oh, damn.
30 bucks in the 90s was like paying like $60 today or $50.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I picked up that one. I was like, yo, I gotta take that one home. The first bobblehead given out.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I got a whole collection, man. It's crazy, yo.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's true, man. You definitely gotta show me that.
Yeah, I gotta bring them out one day, all these bobbleheads. I got so many, man.
Well, you don't have to bring it up, but you can send it to me in pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I should do maybe a live stream or something, but it'll take forever, I
Yeah.
think, to show them all. But
What's the call? Also, did what's the call? Did you what's the call? Clay Holmes, Aaron Judge, and Gerrit Cole have been nominated for the MLB all MLB team.
yeah, I was so pissed to see Clay Holmes.
I didn't vote for him. I just voted for Judge and Cole.
I forgot to vote, actually.
I feel like they're the only ones that deserve it, to be honest.
Clay Holmes
Was it?
blew 5 games to Gerrit Cole that he could have been the 21 game winner, Cy Young.
Exactly. So that's why I didn't. That's why I didn't. What's it called? Vote for him, because it's like, why? You know, why they put him there?
He don't even deserve that. You know who deserved that spot right there? Wendy Peralta.
Oh yeah, probably somebody better than. But you know, I feel like, yeah, what's so called, they should you know, I'm gonna keep voting every day for those two.
Oh, you can vote only once a day?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
I gotta go find that.
Yeah, it's on the, if you go on the Yankees Twitter page or all over the social media, like, I think you just, you know, vote.
Oh, I got it here. It's on MLB.com. Vote now for your MLB team. I mean, first base is a lot of people. I mean, with the National League. You know the Mets are talking about trading Pete Alonso?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Oh, to the Cubs, I think.
Yeah, to the Cubs, y'all. I would take Pete Alonso in a heartbeat. Imagine you having Pete Alonso at first base hitting almost 60 home runs, and you got Aaron Judge almost hitting 60 home runs, too.
I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't have so much that you could like that.
No, you don't like Pete
Alonso? Well, I do, but, you know, we already have, like, those type of guys in our lineup, you know what I mean?
I mean, he's better than Rizzo, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
You know, I don't know how he's been on the field, though, as a glove. Pete Alonso. I don't know how his glove has been. I don't really follow the Mets like that, so I don't really know what his glove is like. You know? So, but Anthony Rizzo's glove is pretty solid, though.
Oh, yeah, he's...
He's like a Tino Martinez, man.
Yeah, I think he got multiple gold gloves.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good as a defensive player, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they got a lot of people on this roster. You got to pick one player out of all of them.
Of course, so yeah, what's it called? Go with Judge and Cole, of course.
Yeah, hell yeah. Gerrit Cole, bam.
No Clay Holmes, I know. I know you know we're gonna go with Clay Holmes.
Oh, you gotta give it to Sonny Gray too. And who else? Jordan Montgomery needs a vote. And Zach Wheeler. It's not bad. It's a good starting rotation right there. Definitely a World Series team.
That's a solid team.
But, I mean, I guess we'll end it here.
We have nothing else to cover.
Yeah, we pretty much got all the MLB news through there.
Yeah, hopefully the hot stove, you know, as they call it, it starts to heat up. And we get trades and a lot of stuff.
Well, let's see, man. Usually, big trades happen in January, you know? Yeah. Like I said, the bigger the player, the more they hold out on them.
Yeah, definitely. You know? But what's it called? You voted?
Yeah, I voted.
Wait, how many times does it allow you?
Oh, man, I didn't even realize it. I didn't see. I'm about to try it again.
I think it's allowed 5 times, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm not too sure.
Oh, it's not bad. But anyway, I guess we'll end it here, man.
Yeah.
It's been a good show. We'll be back on Tuesday with another episode. And we'll definitely talk more about this stuff that's going on and more in depth with more MLB news. And hopefully something big happens. We don't know, but maybe it will. You know?
Hopefully with the Yankees, fingers crossed.
Yeah, man, we need a big player because they need to sell tickets, and they need to sell them buckets of chicken, so.
Oh, well, you know, what's it called? Speaking of that, what's it called? Hey, it's more better if the stadium's empty. We sit wherever we want.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's going to be good. More front row.
Yeah, what's it called? But what's it called? I bet they're going to get concerned when they see not enough chicken buckets being sold, which is, you know, then they will actually probably care. Because that's all they care about is their buckets of chicken.
That's true, man. I've been telling you that, man. That's how they feel good in the morning to know that the buckets of chicken was sold.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, that's funny, man. But I'm gonna end it here. I wanna thank everybody for watching the show. And you could like, share, subscribe, and we'll catch you guys on Tuesday at 5, and we'll be back with another one.
Yeah.
So long, everybody, and see ya.
Peace.
Hold on a second. What did I do?